What is up, everybody? Dr. Joe Armstrong here, and I am super excited to tell you that we have a sponsor, and that sponsor is Medgene. It's a new day in animal healthcare, and Medgene is wide awake. Medgene is the first USDA-licensed producer of prescription platform vaccines. Medgene's prescription platform vaccines help veterinarians in the swine, cattle, deer, and rabbit industries respond faster and more efficiently. Learn more about Medgene's prescription platform vaccines at MedgeneLabs.com. That's MedgeneLabs.com. Or better yet, follow Medgene on Facebook and LinkedIn. Medgene, it's a new day in animal healthcare. What is up, everybody? This is Dr. Joe Armstrong. It is 6/7/24 at approximately 5 p.m. We got news. We have three dairy premises that have been identified as non-negative for H5N1. We are waiting on official confirmation from USDA to call those operations and those premises positive. Minnesota Board of Animal Health released a press release yesterday, 6/6, stating that we have non-negative results for H5N1 in a dairy operation in Benton County. Since then, on the Minnesota Board of Animal Health website, we have two other premises that have been non-negative, one in Sibley County and one in Lincoln County. According to the Minnesota Board of Animal Health press release, the herd that was discussed in that press release is in Benton County. That entire herd was quarantined. What we need to talk about is what a quarantine means. A quarantine means that animals and media and or items on that farm may not move off of that premises until they have approval from the Board of Animal Health. So a quarantine does not mean you can't move animals. It means that you can only move animals when working with Board of Animal Health and at the approval of the Board of Animal Health. That often requires permits. Some animals can move, but only on a permit and with approval from the Board of Animal Health. So yes, a quarantine restricts movement, but it does not mean that all the animals are absolutely locked into that premises no matter what for the quarantine period. The Board of Animal Health has the discretion to help you move animals off of that premise and decide which animals can move and which animals cannot. In terms of what that means in this state at this time, I cannot give you any more information than that. We do not know because I don't have any documented communication that is available to the public that tells us what is going to happen to positive premises in the state of Minnesota. We are still waiting on that information from the Board of Animal Health. I'm not going to lie, I'm frustrated and a little disappointed that it is not available already. But I know there's a lot of agencies working together and there's a lot of interagency communication that needs to happen to get those things set and make sure that they're correct. And I'm hoping we will see those early next week. Based on what we know so far about this virus and my interpretation of how it is moving through populations and the ecosystem, I would hope that those regulations include that an entire herd is quarantined when they are positive and lactating dairy cattle are not allowed to move for that quarantine period, but other animals will be allowed to move, non-lactating animals, as long as they move with some sort of traceability in play, with a permit, CVI, whatever it may be. It goes without saying that clinical animals, clinically sick animals of any animal type or class should not be able to move from an infected or positive premise. What I also do not have information on at this time is how long that quarantine will last. That is not available public anywhere. We also do not know how to get out of that quarantine if there is a minimum time limit and then requirements that will be need to be met to end the quarantine. We don't have that information at this time either. Based on what we know, I'm hoping they will take the pilot bulk tank program and the way they've set the framework and how to get out of the box and use that as the framework for what they're going to require in Minnesota. The framework is there. USDA is backing that program. There's no reason not to adopt it. There's one other thing we need to talk about with quarantines. Quarantines apply not to just animals, but items and other media found on the farm. So that could apply to waste milk. It could apply to manure. At this time, I don't know. Should it apply to those things? It probably should apply to waste milk. As long as certain criteria are met, maybe it can move. But we need to have some control. I don't know about manure yet because we don't have enough data. But you could make the argument that it is the right thing to do in light of the fact that we don't have that information. Maybe manure should be controlled in its movement on an infected premise. I have one piece of information about shows that was said today in a meeting. I think it's important for everyone to know. They are most likely going to require testing for lactating dairy cattle to travel to shows, even if that show is inside the state. When will that start? At this time, I am told that will start June 17th. I find that start date a little troubling because of the fact that we have a Holstein dairy show before then, June 11th to 15th, in the area of the state that we know we have confirmed official positives, or at least non-negatives, of herds infected with H5N1. I've made my opinion clear on this topic. Lactating dairy cows should not be going to shows through the end of the year at the very least. That is my opinion, and I think it makes plenty of sense when we consider the risk not only to other herds, but poultry in the area and people. Lactating cows are by far the biggest risk, and they should not be at shows. I wish I had more information to tell you at this time about what's going on and what's going to happen. We don't have it yet. I'm hoping to share that with you early next week. I have opinions on what I think should happen. I'm sharing those with the people that are making the plans. I hope to be able to share the full response plan for the state early next week. It's incredibly important for both the dairy and the poultry industry to know what's going to happen so that we can have confidence in the fact that we are going to get control of this virus as much as possible, prevent lateral spread to other premises, to limit our impact on the dairy industry and the poultry industry, and to limit the risk to public health that comes with allowing this virus to circulate. Every day, without a defined plan where we can evaluate what's working, what's not, make sure that people know what to expect, is another day where we are not controlling this virus effectively. With that, scathing rebuttals, questions, comments, they all go to the Moosroom at umn.edu. Check out our website, extension.umn.edu. Thank you for listening. I hope to have much, much, much more information for you next week. Catch you next episode.